Next time you're getting ready for work, take a closer look at your go-to shirt. Every buttonhole is stitched vertically, but check out the very last hole. It's stitched horizontally, right? This is because the bottom part of your shirt endures the most stress from pulling, as it's where your hips are. So that horizontal buttonhole isn't a mistake. It's put there to stop your shirt ripping as your hips move. That layer of bubbles that forms when you add bubble bath to your tub isn't just for fun. The bubbly layer also acts as insulation and keeps your bath warmer for longer. The pom-pom on top of your beanie wasn't put there as a fashion accessory. The pom-pom was originally added to the hat to prevent sailors banging their heads on the ceilings of the ships that were too low. Crackers have holes in them to stop them cracking and breaking during baking. If the holes weren't there, steam would build up inside the cracker and make it collapse. Those numbers on stickers they put on oranges aren't random. If there are four digits, and the first is 3 or 4, this means the fruit has been made with conventional farming techniques. 5 numbers, beginning with an 8, means the fruit has been genetically modified. 5 numbers, beginning with a 9, means the fruit is organic. Margins on paper aren't for writing in dates and numbering lists. They were originally added to serve a protective function. Back in the day, rats used to be a pesky problem in people's homes, and paper was one of their favorite snacks. Margins were added as a safeguard, so that the rats would nibble on blank paper rather than taking a bite out of your important work. If you put your Chinese takeout on a plate when it arrives, you're doing more work than you should. Much like the paper condiment pots in fast food restaurants, your cardboard Chinese takeout box can be unfolded to create the perfect size plate for your food. The long neck on your soda bottle is designed like that to encourage you to hold it there. That way, the heat from your hand will only warm that top bit of the bottle instead of heating up your whole drink. Why does a lapel have a buttonhole with no matching button? Originally, coats and jackets did have a corresponding button so that the wearer could turn up the collar and fasten it around the neck to keep warm. Over time, people stopped doing this, and the button was removed. But many suit makers still keep the non-functioning traditional buttonhole. It's always hard to see your food in the microwave because of that pesky black grate on the window. But it's there to stop harmful microwaves escaping. Called the Faraday Shield, it protects you as well as ensures that your food cooks properly. That random diamond on your backpack is called a lash tab or pig snout. It's there so you can thread cords through the holes to carry extra gear, perfect for camping or long hikes. Golf balls are covered in dimples, rather than being perfectly round, so that the ball can fly through the air more smoothly, decreasing the drag and allowing it to travel further and faster. Your makeup pads have 2 different sides for a reason. The bumpy side is used for applying makeup, while the flat side is for removing it. Donuts have holes so that the inside and outside cook evenly. Before the holes were added, the inside would often be greasy and doughy, while the outside was crisp. Your Apple laptop charger has tiny legs that can be folded out, and they're not there so your charger can stand up. These legs, when unfolded, allow you to wrap the cable around and then clamp it into place, securing it and preventing the cable getting tangled or damaged. Now take a look at a soda bottle, and you'll notice a disc inside the bottle cap. This helps seal in the liquid and the drink's fizz, stopping it from going flat. That hole in your hollow lollipop stick isn't to prevent choking, should it ever be swallowed. It's actually there to keep the candy in place. Excess candy flows into the hollow tube and the hole, which, when it hardens, keeps the pop in place. If it was a smooth stick, the candy would slide off easily. Do you like to let those brushes on the side of the escalators and malls polish your shoes? Believe it or not, that's not their main gig. The bristles are there for safety. People used to get their bags and clothes stuck in those escalators when they would stand too close to the sides. These nylon bristles kind of play with people's minds, and they keep their feet away from the escalator skirt panels and avoid accidents. Most people assume bobby pins have curves for fashion, which is why they mostly place it in their hair with the wavy side up. But those little waves are actually there to catch the underlying bulk of hair and grip the pin into place. So the wavy side should go down. You've probably noticed measuring tapes mostly come with a metal stub that ends with a small slot. If your hands are full of stuff, simply hang the slot on a nail for measurement. If you take a closer look, you'll see the stub is a little bit serrated on one side. This means you can use it to mark the points, so you don't even need a pencil. If you spend a lot of time in planes, you've probably noticed that little hole located at the bottom of the window. Nothing to be nervous about. It's what keeps us safe while flying high. It's something called a bleed hole. You can see right there in the middle of the pane of the three window panes that actually protect passengers from the outside pressure. This hole may be tiny, but it takes all that pressure off the outer one. The hole also gradually exposes it to cabin pressure, which helps with fixing pressure imbalances on the windows, if there are any. There's a number 57 staring at you from the middle of the Heinz ketchup bottle forever. According to the company, only 11% of people are aware the number really has nothing to do with the product label. It's actually a sweet spot where you can tap to get the sauce onto the plate. So, next time you want some ketchup, there's no need to bang the bottom off. Just hit this spot. Grooves on the bottom of cups are there to make cleaning them in the dishwasher more convenient. When you place your cups upside down, these grooves will allow the water to flow rather than stagnate. This way, the water won't spill onto your feet when you take the cups out. The grooves are there to allow cool air to flow beneath the cup, too. They also keep cups from cracking when they heat up after you pour hot beverages in. You probably noticed that little dot next to the camera on an iPhone and probably thought it was a flash. Nope, not a flash, but a microphone in charge of catching sounds when you're using the back camera. Next time you're looking for a quick bite and decide for fries at McDonald's, check that bendable flap near the top of the box. Some like to bend it towards the fries. That way, you can cover your fries up and keep them warm. But if you're not that patient, you can flip the flap backward and basically turn it into a makeshift plate for your fries. Just bend it down firmly enough. You don't want it to spring back up and spread the sauce all over you. Take it from me, it's messy. In the 1970s, people didn't want toothpaste just to keep their mouths healthy, but also to freshen their breath. Aquafresh decided to answer that call, so they added a blue stripe to their product. Since consumers started paying more attention to their teeth and gums, the company added a third red stripe to their paste. The paste now has three functions: freshening, cleaning, and plaque control. And yes, solid white toothpaste can offer the same benefits, but brands continue to add stripes to their paste anyway. Speaking of toothpaste, do you know those colors on the bottom of tubes? The colors don't mean anything in particular. They're there to help in the manufacturing by telling light sensors where the end of the tube is. Thanks to it, the machine can cut and seal the tube properly. Hand sanitizers are commonplace nowadays, and you can apply them in many other ways besides just cleaning your hands. It also works great when you want to remove stains from your clothes. Sanitizer breaks up oily, greasy spillages and does a great job as a degreaser. You can even use it as a deodorant if you get caught out on a hot day. The bottom of the bottle mostly has a small, odd-shaped notch. It's called a deco lug, and without it, your bottle wouldn't look the way it does now. Such bottles are mass-produced in factories using machinery, and each of them looks the same. Since plastic bottles mostly needed artwork on them, manufacturers wanted to make sure the artwork always gets printed in the same position for each bottle. So they invented the deco lug, short for decorating lug. It actually holds each bottle at the same orientation in the machine that applies the artwork. Without it, workers would have to watch the whole process and adjust the bottles by hand. Many pairs of kitchen scissors today have a serrated opening where the handles and blades meet. You can use this as an herb stripper to de-stem difficult herbs like thyme, rosemary, and chives. Saves you a lot of time trying to pick the leaves off by hand. And if you're short of a vase, you could present roses to your significant other this way. Just be careful when you're pointing the sharp end. The metal tab on soda cans can be flipped around. You can slip a straw in place so you don't have to hold it up to your mouth. This stay-on tab replaced the pull ring tab created in the early 60s. You remember those, don't you? Those could be quite sharp and easily discarded, where they could be a menace for others. Now, you can pop your straw straight into one. Also means you can produce some bubbles and make a mess. Sometimes, when you purchase an article of clothing, you receive a plastic baggie with an extra button and a swash of fabric. While the fabric is clearly used to patch holes, it can also be used to test the effects of various cleaners on certain surfaces. It's handy, too, to test wash cycles before using them to wash the whole garment. And if you want to clean your nose with it, that suggestion never came from me. You can use a screwdriver for leverage if you're having trouble lifting or moving something. Some also have a hexagonal shape handle that fits inside a wrench or spanner. You can use it to improve torque and, again, for leverage. A little easier on your hands. Some of us aren't that strong. Or maybe that's just me. Rubber bands are great for many things, but if you have a bottle that's hard to open, you can wrap the band around it for a better grip. Escalators have those fluffy black brushes for a similar reason that some have yellow lines on their steps, to try and deter people from getting too close to dangerous places. People don't always take notice, and sometimes clothing can drape close to a point where the step meets the edge or skirt. The brush is a little barrier to help prevent this from happening. They can also catch bits of fluff and prevent other small things from falling down into the gaps. Your average pair of jeans has several features that are both functional and somewhat sentimental. The metal rivets around the pockets help secure the stress points. This ensures they last a bit longer than average, though not all jeans have them. Many still have a tiny pocket directly above the main pocket. This was originally meant to hold a pocket watch. Even though pocket watches are mostly a thing of the past, many people still use this space to store coins, rings, or even a portable USB. Now, this may seem a little obvious, but if you've ever wondered what all the notches are in a car tire, it's for traction on the road. However, there are also a good indicator if your tire is getting too worn down. If those notches aren't so deep anymore and are almost flush with the road, it's time to replace them. If you don't, the next time you try to stop suddenly at a stop sign, you might be surprised to find your car has turned into a giant roller skate. Those takeaway containers most associated with Chinese restaurants are designed to not only carry your food home, but to store them in the fridge. They double as a plate, as you can eat straight out of them and don't have to worry about dirty dishes. Yay! They were actually patented way back in 1894 to transport freshly shucked oysters and were known as oyster pails. They were later adapted to use as leak-proof containers for food. While you're sitting on an airplane and looking out the window, you may have noticed those little holes, or in some instances, a small singular opening near the bottom. This is called a breather hole, and no, it's not for you. It's designed to equalize the difference in air pressure which builds up between the pressurized cabin and the atmosphere outside, especially during high altitudes. It also releases moisture from between the panes to avoid frost from forming on the windows and obstructing that all-important view. Sorry, but it looks like you won't be drawing a smiley face on it anytime soon. This was first introduced way back in 1956 by a company in Japan. Pretty cool, huh? They got their inspiration from snap-off rows on chocolate bars. Just don't get the two mixed up. One doesn't taste good. When it comes to measuring tape, almost every reel has an empty slot in the metallic end. This is called a nail grab, so you can attach it to a nail or screw. A handy trick to do measurements without requiring someone else to hold it in place. Ooh, very nifty. For kitchen lovers, there's a hidden secret right in front of your eyes that can change your life. Think pans. Now think handles. Right, they have holes in them. As it turns out, these holes were designed to hold the spoon you're using for cooking. And instead of dripping sauce all over the stove or your kitchen floor, you can place the spoon in the hole and let it drip the sauce directly back into the pan. Woohoo! Speaking of everyday items, and I was, most doorknobs are made of brass because this material makes them naturally germ-free. Unlike plastic ones, brass doorknobs are kind of magical. They can disinfect themselves without you having to clean them. Neat, right? Have you ever noticed that at the bottom of a measuring tape, there is a little dip? You can find it in that metallic part you need to pull on to measure something. Well, that dip is actually the exact size of a regular nail. It was designed for people to place the tape on top of a nail and use it as a support while they stretch the tape. Well, I can't wait to try it out for myself. As for the margins in your notebook, they were invented to protect people's notes from mice. No, the mice weren't copying your answers for the math quiz. Actually, there were times when people had to cohabitate with rats and mice that often chewed on paper. So, to prevent information from getting completely lost, people created margins. This way, texts were moved closer to the middle of pages and remained unharmed by rodents. Perhaps this is where to digest information came from. And what about those tiny holes at the bottom of airplane windows? They have an extremely important function of regulating the air pressure inside the cabin. In other words, they help planes fly high up in the sky. Big responsibility, right? By the way, tray tables on an airplane are the germiest places inside the entire cabin. Studies showed that the trays had 8 times the amount of germs on the toilet flush button. Now, how about we cut a commercial airplane in half and see what's inside? Well, it would look more or less like this. Rows of seats on top and everything else that needs to be stored at the bottom. I'm talking about passengers' luggage, emergency supplies, parts of the wing system, and so on. Moving on to bowling balls. Yes, I know it's a clumsy transition. Anyway, have you ever wondered what the insides of a bowling ball look like? If you have cut a professional ball in two, you'll see a familiar shape. Look closely. Do you see it? Doesn't that look like the logo of Brightside? Anyway, professional bowling balls are different from the ones in your local bowling alley. That's because they're designed to make fancy moves. They actually have some really complex engineering inside. They're shaped to help skilled professionals get more strikes. The weight of professional bowling balls is designed to be projected inward as they travel down the bowling lane. This makes it harder for them to get into the gutters on the sides of the lane. Speaking of balls, let's take a look inside a baseball. To make it light and aerodynamic, producers use several different layers. Starting from the core, we have a cork center enveloped by black rubber. Then there's a layer of red rubber, followed by 2 or 3 alternating layers of wool yarn. After that, there's a visible white leather cover and that beautiful red seam on the side, stitching it all together. And what if you had X-ray vision and managed to look inside a human bone? Ooh, spooky! I'd say what calls most attention is this spiderweb-like situation at the center of the bone. In reality, it's a highly condensed and complex structure of nerves that you have inside your bones. Aren't you lucky? Now, I've got a riddle for you. What is round, can be found near the ocean, and looks like an aerial view of the Guggenheim Museum in New York City, the one that's made almost entirely of ramps? If you said a nautilus shell, hey, then you guessed right. A nautilus is a shellfish whose house you can find in countless souvenir stores near the beach. It's made up of 2 layers, a matte white outer layer and an iridescent white inner layer. And if you were to cut it in half, it would look very similar to the insides of the Guggenheim Museum. Aloe leaves are good for healing purposes and also for hydration. But if you managed to look inside of an aloe leaf, the image you'd see would be satisfying and very relaxing. Who hasn't dreamed of a pool filled with jelly? Now, when you think about it, most bottles have one thing in common: long necks. Ever wondered why? Well, there are several reasons, none of which involve those other long necks, giraffes, and ostriches. For starters, have you ever poured something into a glass from a wide jar? It can be real hard, since water often sticks to a wide surface and then spills around. The reason it happens is physics. Air and liquid tend to flow along a surface. This phenomenon is called the Coanda effect. It's hard to pour liquid because of this effect. The liquid molecules are drawn to the jar surface. Another reason is surface tension, which means that the molecules of a liquid tend to stick to one another rather than to the air. So, the water stays together and flows together down the surface instead of going where you want it to go. A narrow neck makes it easier to pour and drink from the bottle since there's a smaller surface for the liquid to spread around. Another reason is practical. A smaller neck requires less material to make it and a smaller cap to close it. This way, they can reduce the cost of the bottle. And one more reason, the necks prevent you from warming up the drink. If there's no neck, you'll most likely hold the bottle in the middle, right where the liquid is. The warmth from your hands will be rapidly warming up the drink inside. If there's a neck, you'll hold the bottle by the neck. It'll minimize the amount of heat transferred to the bottle, and your drink will stay cold longer. If you use reusable bottles, you probably know that sometimes they smell. Even if you only use it for regular water, it still smells. But it's not the water that smells, it's the microorganisms in it. If you drink water from a bottle, the particles of your saliva and sweat stay in there. Those bacteria start to build up in the bottle, causing the smell. So, if you choose reusable bottles, make sure to wash them every day to prevent those bacteria from building up. After washing, let it dry completely before using it again. Some people reuse plastic bottles, but it's not always safe because most of them are intended for single use. The main concern here is chemical leaching. The chemicals that are used to produce a plastic bottle can mix with the liquid. If you reuse a plastic bottle, wear and tear can create tiny, unnoticeable scratches inside the bottle where more bacteria can grow. So, if you need a bottle to use for a while, invest in one that is made to be reused. But don't forget to wash it every day. Now, jeans first appeared in 1873. They were invented by Jacob Davis and Levi Strauss. Davis was a tailor who was producing covers and tents. And Strauss was a businessman who, among other things, was selling cloth. The first jeans were made by Davis from denim, the fabric he bought from Levi Strauss & Company. Together, they patented the design. Blue was a standard color for denim that was dyed using an indigo dye. The blue color is a tradition that's still often followed today to replicate the original look of a pair of jeans. Jeans also have metal rivets, and they are there from the very beginning. Jacob Davis, the man who made the first pair of jeans, added copper rivets to spots where pants are more likely to rip, flies and pockets, to make them stronger. Today, they have more of a decorative purpose, since they are distinctive and traditional for jeans. Another special thing about jeans is those tiny pockets they have that seemingly serve no purpose. Well, maybe it's true now. But years ago, when many cowboys were wearing jeans, the pocket was made specifically to keep a pocket watch there. Also, back then, a pair of jeans had just four pockets. That tiny pocket, the watch pocket, two big pockets in front, and just one pocket on the back. Many zippers have the letters YKK engraved on them. It's an abbreviation that stands for the name of the company that can be translated as Yoshida Manufacturing Shareholding Company. This Japanese company is the largest zipper manufacturer in the world, so they put their initials on all the zippers they produce. That's around half of all the zippers in the world, and that's why you see their zippers more often than any other zippers. Now, zipping along, not only are the jeans blue, but the police officers' uniforms as well. The first official police officers appeared in the 19th century in London. They were given a blue uniform to contrast with the red and white uniform that military workers had already been wearing. Two decades afterward, the police force was adopted in the USA, and they follow the patterns. The uniform is still blue nowadays because it proved to be a good color. It's not that visible in dark hours, and police officers can observe things and people staying unnoticed. Also, stains aren't that visible on dark material. And, well, everyone knows that police officers wear blue and they're recognized by it. So, why change that? Those little white golf balls have dimples all over them. It turns out they aren't there just randomly. At first, golfers were playing with a smooth ball. With time, the ball would get all punched and damaged, but also, it would start to travel way further. The reason here is aerodynamics. Dimples allow the air to flow more smoothly around the ball, taking it further. So the idea was adopted, and the balls got their dimples all around, allowing them to travel longer distances. Now sometimes, when birds go somewhere far away across the ocean, they can spend days flying. Now I've always wondered how they sleep on the way. Turns out there are several ways. Some birds are always just half asleep. Half of their brain is working and the other half is sleeping, just like mine. Then they switch and the other half sleeps. Other birds just take short naps throughout the day. And when I say short, I mean it. On average, a nap lasts around 9 seconds. And during that time, the bird is just coasting. Post-it notes are supposed to be peeled off from the side like you're turning the page in a book. Most of us tear them from the bottom, and that just creates a crease and makes the whole note less sticky. The hole in your spaghetti spoon helps you measure the perfect portion. It's just enough for one person. Multiply that by however many people you're serving. Or maybe you just like to pig out on pasta. Hey, I'm not judgmental. Does the audio jack in your headphones have 1, 2, or 3 stripes? One band means your headphones just play sound. 2 mean stereo sound, and 3 mean the headphones also have a microphone. To prevent water from boiling over, just lay a wooden spoon across the rim of the pot. It only works for a little while, though. If the spoon's surface gets heated up to boiling point, the bubbles will just foam up and around it. That's why metal spoons won't do. They heat up too quickly. Silica gel packets can absorb up to 50% of the humidity in a confined space, so use them around the house. Tape one to the lid of a container of dry goods, be it dog treats, breadcrumbs, cookies, you name it. Throw one in each of your dresser drawers. Just make sure they don't get accidentally eaten. Most people use bobby pins upside down. The zigzag part goes closer to your scalp. The texture keeps the hair and pin in place much better. Bubble wrap was originally created as wallpaper that would be easy to clean, but the decor idea didn't take off. So they found a new use for it. Now they help cushion items during shipping. And they pop so nicely, of course. Hey, just ask my dog. All crackers and some cookies have holes to make sure the final product has the right texture. These teeny tiny holes allow steam to escape, so your crackers and cookies wouldn't snap. If it weren't for these holes, also known as dockers, steam would build up inside the treat, and the final result might have been scrumptious, but it would have been rather oddly shaped. The scalloped edges on Ritz crackers are there so you can roll the cracker over your cheese so that you get the perfect size piece to sit on top. It works for softish cheese only. Don't try to cut some Parmesan like this. Cheesily speaking, you probably grate your cheese with a cutting board or a plate underneath the box grating. Try a more convenient method. Flip the box grater and lie it on the side. This way, you get the finest shreds of cheese and it's mess-free. PVA glue doesn't stick inside the bottle because it contains long molecules, such as polymers and water. Once you squeeze the glue out, the water trapped inside evaporates, leaving only sticky polymers. Super glue doesn't stick inside the bottle because of a special chemical that hardens when it hits water vapor. So, the glue doesn't stick because the container keeps water out. The bread goes stale just because it loses moisture. When you add water to the flour, it changes texture, and the starch molecules get pretty disorganized. Hey, I can relate. That's why bread is soft and fluffy when it's freshly made. But the more it cools down, the more water it loses. Starch molecules get their original crystallized state back. Also, recrystallization happens way faster in the fridge. The sole of your sneakers, and even the tires of your car, are just one huge molecule. It's because when rubber is vulcanized, all the molecules become connected through the sulfur. So they turn into one, but a really large molecule. Your jeans are blue on the outside and white on the inside because of a smart way to weave the fabric. The warp thread is dyed, while the weft thread has no color, it's just white. This way, manufacturers reduce the amount of dye needed for each piece of clothing. By the way, most jeans are blue because they were originally dyed with indigo dye with a rich blue tint. This dye was picked for the way it interacted with cotton. When the cotton is heated, most dyes just penetrate it. But indigo dye stays attached to the surface. As a result, each time people wash their jeans, the dye molecules escape the fabric, leaving a unique pattern on each garment. Today, manufacturers use synthetic indigo dye. Bananas have thick skin to keep insects away. However, it gets thinner as the fruit ripens. Once the banana is ripe, it starts getting water from its skin. Birds and animals can also tear the thin skin easily. Hey, smart move, Mother Nature! The public toilets tend to be U-shaped for hygienic reasons. This way, anyone who wants to use it is less likely to get in contact with ceramic, normally swarming with germs. The bottled water has an expiration date. However, the water itself doesn't go bad. The problem is about the bottle. The plastic starts releasing chemicals over time, so the water gets contaminated. You can't drink it anymore. Glass bottled water has an almost indefinite shelf life. Still, some criteria, as changes in room temperature, may lead to a slow increase of bacteria in water, so it might go bad too. If all else fails, try drinking it from the faucet. Who would have thought? Fresh water. In-flight food is way saltier and spicier than back on land. Airlines have to give an extra kick to all the dishes due to in-cabin conditions. The combination of dry air and changed pressure changes how we perceive taste. Also, the taste isn't only about taste buds. It's about 80% smell. But as odor receptors don't work the way they should because of dry cabin air, well, without some extra seasoning, the food would have been almost completely tasteless. And yes, I've been known to be completely tasteless myself. Veins appear blue because they're under our skin, and skin scatters more blue light than red. Also, the skin around the veins looks even redder than the veins, enhancing the contrast, and the veins appear even bluer. However, it's just an illusion. Our blood is always red. Trust me. Supermarket tomatoes look tremendous, but taste bland because, for the past 70 years, farmers have opted for fruits that ripen more evenly and look better and more pleasing to customers. Wild tomatoes are dark green and don't ripen evenly. Still, the tomatoes the farmers grow have a teeny tiny mutation in one gene. That's why they're evenly colored but can't produce chloroplast properly. It changes the whole photosynthesis process, leaving the evenly colored tomatoes with less sugar in their tissues. As a result, these tomatoes tend to taste like cardboard. The moral to the story appears to be, go get some ugly tomatoes. Or tomatoes. The space below a cup of noodles is there to protect the noodles during transport. This technique is called a middle suspension. This way, they're protected better in their styrofoam cup, and it also helps those noodles soften more evenly and quickly. Now, chewing gum wasn't invented for keeping your breath fresh. It was supposed to be a replacement for rubber. But the rubber experiment failed, giving opportunity to a modern version of chewing gum. Sandwiches have all their filling in between two slices of bread to keep the hands clean. Well, at least it was so when the first sandwich was invented. Some centuries ago, I wasn't around then, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, John Montague, asked his chef to cook him something yummy he could eat without interrupting his long binge. The chef, I think he was named Pastrami or something, wrapped meat and all the other ingredients in the bread to make the dish greaseproof. And finally, all the ingredients in margherita pizza stand for one of the colors in the Italian flag. Basil represents the green stripe, mozzarella represents the white one, and tomatoes, or tomatoes, represent the red stripe. And if you want it tastier, use ugly tomatoes. Pressing the crosswalk button won't always make the walk signal come up. These buttons can be divided into three categories. The first needs to be pressed, the second won't work, and the third requires a push of the button to activate that walk signal after a certain time in the day. It all depends on what city you're in, the time of day, and where you are in that city. Tinfoil and plastic wrap boxes have a special design on there to hold that roll in place. A cardboard tab on each end that works as a lock. Push those tabs in, and the roll will stay inside the box. Repeatedly pushing the closed door button in a U.S. elevator isn't going to make it close any sooner. In 1990, the U.S. passed a Disabilities Act for elevators, which means that elevators had to ensure that someone with a disability had time to get inside one. The only people who can bypass this are emergency workers and building maintenance people. They'll have keys or even special codes to make that button operational. You can turn on the new episode of your favorite TV show, fall into your cozy couch with a bag of chips, tear it open, and now you have to catch the chips spilling over. You've torn the bag too much. Careful not to make it worse, grab a hole punch and make a hole right at the end of the tear. That will stop it from going further thanks to the round shape of the hole. Pouring out juice or milk with the spout at the bottom leads to a glugging effect that splashes the liquid all around. To avoid this, flip the carton around with the spout at the top. This allows better airflow to happen, allowing a more even flow. Same principle works with gas cans that have two holes with caps. They aren't there to fill different size equipments. The second hole is meant to be uncapped before you pour your gas to prevent that glugging effect. Getting one Tic Tac out of that tiny container can usually end up as five. I'm not complaining, but we've been doing it wrong the whole time. There's a hole built into the lid of the container that does more than keeping the lid closed tightly. Flip the container upside down, and one Tic Tac will be stuck in the lid. Changing the thermostat setting in the vast majority of office buildings won't do a thing. The system controls are kept outside the air ducts, not on the wall. These dummy thermostats are to give the illusion that the AC or heat is changing. The most they'll change is 1 or 2 degrees. That's if they're connected at all. Nonstick pans make cleaning up a breeze after cooking a meal. But what makes a nonstick pan so useful is the coating. However, metal utensils on the pan will increase the chances of scratching or ruining the coating, so it's best to opt for those made of wood or plastic. How many times have you heated your food in the microwave, only to stir it on the plate and heat it again? Because it's only hot at the edges, but ice cold in the center. Well, to forget about it forever, make some room in the center of the plate, spreading the food toward the edges before putting it in the oven. The microwaves heat the food from the walls, so it's only natural that the middle takes the longest to heat up. One more microwave trick while we're at it, you can actually mute it. Look closely at the front panel for a sound button. If there's none, try pressing and holding 1 or 0, stop or cancel. It'll either result in turning off the beeping sounds or activating a lock feature, and now you're on your own. Slow cookers work by trapping the heat inside and gradually cook food over a period of time. Lifting a lid to check on its progress, like a pot lid, will allow the heat to escape, increasing the amount of cooking time considerably. So, no peeking! That little pocket on your jeans wasn't designed for loose change or keys. They're originally designed for the pocket watch in the 1890s. Around those pocket areas, there are rivets sticking out as well. They're there to help reinforce the sensitive areas of the jeans that get the most wear and tear. Pre-rinsing your dishes before putting them into the dishwasher might be all for nothing. Most modern dishwashers have sensors inside to sense how dirty your plates are. This allows them to wash the dishes with a controlled amount of water. Scrape any solid food away and stack properly, allowing the dishwasher to do the hard work. Ceiling fans aren't just for hot days. There's a little switch on top that can change the direction of the fan. The summer setting runs counterclockwise to pull the cooler air up, while the winter setting moves clockwise, pushing the warmer air down. Metallic zippers have a hidden lock built in. Next time you've put on a pair of pants, shorts, or skirt, don't leave the zipper handle in an upward position. Push the little zipper tab downwards and it'll automatically lock. Toothpicks have a built-in holder to prevent you from just leaving them on the table. Just break off the top. Place that on your table and your toothpick between the notches. Pointy end up, of course. Now, it won't touch the table and get all dirty. You can do the same with disposable chopsticks. Break off the top piece before you pull them apart. Every can of soda comes with a tab for easy opening of the tasty beverage, and every single one of them has a relatively large hole in the top. While it can make it easier to get your finger under the tab to get to your soda, its intended purpose is a straw holder. Spin the tab over the opening and place your straw through it to secure it in. Those tiny dimples on golf balls actually give a greater lift to the ball and reduce air resistance, meaning the ball can go further with them. These dimples come in spherical and hexagonal shapes, with each slightest change affecting the ball's performance. That is, if you can hit the thing with some degree of confidence and accuracy, which of course doesn't include me. Some pens have caps with holes in their tops. Those are put there as a safety measure. If someone accidentally swallows a cap while chewing on it, they'll still have some space to breathe. When you order a soda to go, it usually comes with a plastic lid. This lid is useful when you're in the car or walking and want to prevent your soda from spilling. But it can also be a great coaster. Just flip the lid upside down and place it under your cup. If you prefer to buy milk in plastic containers, you've probably seen big circles on their sides. These circles absorb the shock if you drop the milk jug on the floor. They also create some extra room for the jug to expand if needed. That's how you can see if the milk's turned bad without tasting it. Thank you. Women's blouses mostly have their buttons on the left, but the majority of people are right-handed. So it definitely makes more sense to put buttons on the same side. But 100 or even more years ago, only rich women had blouses with buttons, and they had maids who dressed them. The buttons on the left were actually on the right for the maids who faced the women they were dressing.